Welcome to the Light Warrior Radio Network. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Kann, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And my intention for this show is to help you empower yourself and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. And today's show is all about having happy relationships with your pets through keeping them nice and healthy. Now, today's guest is Robert Mirovic, who is the CEO of Pet Biotics. And I interviewed Airbiotics a while ago. And Airbiotics is a probiotic that you spray in the air, on pillows, on countertops, that actually eats the biofilm, which is what the bad bacteria and stuff leave after they die. After if you use Lysol or some disinfectants or something like that, they die and their dead bodies, sorry for the grossness, their death bodies get, they're still there, on the surface. And they create a film. It's called biofilm. And unfortunately, those bad bacteria that are very often in the kitchen and things like that, even though you've disinfected, will often then become food for the next round of bad biotics. So what do? Well, you actually spray probiotics, specific blends of probiotics, on counter surfaces, on surfaces even like pillows and beds and things like that, to eat away the biofilm and to decrease the numbers of bad bacteria, harmful bacteria, and even dust mites. So I have been a huge fan of Airbiotics since I heard about it. And I got to tell you the story before we introduce our guest for today, that I had been away for a week and we had a pet sitter come take care of our little dog, Apache. And unbeknownst to both the pet sitter and myself, I'm sure Apache knew about it, there was a dead mouse in the utility room. And I don't think the pet sitter actually had to go into the utility room. So we come home and we go to do some laundry. So we open the door and this stench just hits us, poof. I was like, oh my God, So James, of course, throws out the dead mouse, but that room just stank. And I thought, well, I have two choices. I could either spray it with Airbiotics or try this brand new Airbiotics Nano that I just got from Airbiotics, which literally arrived that day that we came home. And basically it nanosolizes a spray. It's sort of like a high-tech oil diffuser, but in this case you're diffusing probiotics. And we diffused it into the air, and I shut the door because it was so smelly. I just had that thing spray in there once. I shut the door, and I thought, okay, well, we're going to see if this does anything because the smell was so bad. So I remembered a few hours later. I came in to the utility room, and lo and behold, it smelled like a fresh spring day. I could not believe it because normally that stench would last days, before it dissipated. But it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. So I use the Airbiotics spray on my countertops, my inside my skates, on my shoes, beds, pillow, toothbrushes, around the sinks. I mean, anywhere where, potential mold can, take hold, things like that. And actually, my pet Apache. And I got this idea from Robert in the first show because he sprayed his cat with the Airbiotics and he stopped having cat allergies. And I thought, well, isn't that cool? I thought, well, why not spray the dog with it? So he tolerates it pretty well. And I spray all his bedding, and it definitely lasts a lot longer before it has to be, washed in terms of the smell and things like that. And so they came out with a Pet Biotics line. Yeah, a Pet Biotics line. So the Pet Biotics has some other ingredients in there in addition to help keep the pet coat nice and smooth and shiny. And they have a no-wash pet shampoo kind of thing. It's not shampoo, but a pet spray, so no bath, pet spray. So you don't actually have to, necessarily bathe the pet as often. Now, I like to, Apache's very good in the bath and very good in the shower. In between, I do spray him with the Pet Biotics. He's really good about it. He tolerates it really well. And it is amazing how well it takes away that kind of pet smelly, not that he smells a lot, but, just that kind of I've been sweating and running around and, that kind of smell. It is really, really amazing. So I love their products. Big fan. In fact, I have a YouTube video on, what happened with the whole mouse thing. Just a testimonial for them, unsolicited, because I loved it so much. And so today we're going to talk to Robert. Welcome.
Thank you. Wow, it's amazing. It's been almost a year since we last talked. So I was waiting patiently to finish your great testimonial about Apache, your dog, which is I was quite excited to hear that. And again, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to be on your podcast and your show. And it's I really, really also appreciate your support so far, kind of like sharing your stories about our Airbiotics product line. And it's been great so far with you and the relationship with your team. So we really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I, like I said, I'm just a big fan of the product, and it's safe, and it's just a great alternative to all that toxic stuff that we have out there. Now, of course, my mom being skeptical, and you've heard that earlier, that she's very skeptical.
Yeah.
So she wants, and I know you've kind of covered this in past shows, but maybe we can review for some folks that haven't listened to the show. Like, what data or scientific evidence is there that your products, whether it be the Petbiotics or the Airbiotics cleaners, actually work on, you know, bacteria, or actually work on cleaning? Like, what kind of data do you guys have, if any?
Great, great question, and kind of like to refresh everyone's memory and people that didn't hear about our Airbiotics line. So it's something that we launched, like you said, around two and a half years ago to offer an alternative, more natural, cost-effective, and healthier solution to treat indoor spaces from various indoor contaminants. Indoor pollution is one of the five silent killers that we currently have in our world. 7 out of 10 homes are completely dangerous to our health and well-being. We're filling our homes and office spaces, any closed environment, with bacteria and pet dander, allergens, different chemicals, essential oils. And all of this is creating an environment that's not healthy. It's not safe for us. And the same that we are doing in our stomach, in our inner microbiome, we're always trying to keep the balance between the good and the bad bacteria. When we're getting sick, antibiotics are not effective anymore. For the last 10 years, has it been really a good antibiotic that came to the market? Because antibiotics creating resistance to bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they're more holistic approach right now that more holistic doctors and healthcare professionals are giving to the population, using more nutrients, and of course probiotics in the supplements level become a big hit in around the world. Probiotics are good bacteria. The balances are in our gut. So on the same token as probiotics does internally, we're doing it externally, because we found out that our health and well-being not only tied up to what we eat, what we breathe, and how much we exercise, what we put in our skin, but also the environment that we are staying in. And by using Airbiotics products, which are made out of 100% natural active ingredients, are powered by probiotics, we kind of like doing the same mechanism that works in your inner microbiome. Instead of treating the surfaces, your pillows, your doors, your windows, your carpets, with antibacterial disinfectants that only work for 20 minutes, we using probiotics. We conducted several studies all around the world, basically comparing our products to different products that are currently on the market, like Lysol, Febreze, and other products that are out there. And what we found out, and all of these studies can be found on our website at antibioticsusa.com, all of the studies show very, very clearly that not only our products works better as far as the visual element of cleaning, you actually can see that it cleans better, something that's very, very hard to do. That's number one. The second thing is our products working up to 5 days after application. Usually the traditional cleaners work after 20 minutes. So after 20 minutes, the surface that you just cleaned with Lysol or any other disinfectant is actually more dirty than you started with, because you just killed all the bacteria. And if you even look at the labels of the traditional clinical products that are on the market, you can see clearly on the label, they're making a very powerful claim. We kill 99.9% of all the bad bacteria. Everywhere that you go, if you're going to go to Target, Whole Foods, CVS, all of these places, you're going to see more or less the same claim on each product. Problem is that when you're killing 99% of all the bacteria, you're killing the bad with the good. The majority of the bacteria, it's actually good, 90%. So when we're killing everything. And then the surface becomes way more receptive to new bacteria that comes in. So traditional cleaners only clean for 20 minutes. Our products not only clean better, but also keep cleaning for 3 to 5 days. Because the probiotic that we produce actually overpower, number-wise, the bad bacteria. So we're creating a very safe and healthy microflora that keeps working up to 5 days. And we compared it in clinical studies and trials in several universities, hospitals, other places, and the results are pretty significant. In addition to that, we also wanted to check how antibiotics products affect people that have allergy symptoms. Now, we're not making any claims about our products to actually be a solution for allergies. We are a solution for the environment. But for our big surprise, we found out that almost 60 to 70% of consumers that participated in the study showed decrease in the allergy systems. And we knew that's what was going to happen because once the environment is healthier, you feel healthier. Once you remove from your environment mold and mildew and other elements, you feel better, you breathe better, and the result that your family is well protected. So all of those studies can be found on our website. Airbiotics line has been out there for a couple of years now. You can actually, I invite everyone to go to our site and see and read the amazing product review that we are getting. All our products reviews are verified by buyers, and you can actually read, similar stories to you, Karen, about how these products really change people's lives, from families that used to have kids on inhalers, now they don't have it, from moms that wanted to get rid of their dogs because of the kids were allergic after used their product, decided to keep the pets. So from different stories, hundreds and hundreds of reviews on our site to kind of get more familiar with our antibiotics line. So that's kind of like in a nutshell. And if you guys, again, definitely would like more information, everything is on our website. But Karen, if you like me, I can jump straight ahead to talk a little bit about what led us to develop our pets line and kind of have an open conversation about that, if that's okay.
Yeah, one thing I was just going to add, thank you so much, Robert, is that for folks that did not listen to the first interview between Robert and myself, it's actually posted on my website at karencan.com/antibiotics. Okay, there's also a link there to the straight to their store and straight to their information as well. So that radio show is up on the website in case you want to have a quick link to listen to the show we did last year. So karencan.com/antibiotics. So yes, so I know you told me the story last time about how you had all these cat allergies and your wife wasn't going to get rid of the cats, so you were spraying the cats. So tell me about the pet biotics line now.
All right, so great. Just small fix. I didn't have a cat allergy. My allergies actually were for a dog. That's okay. We have an 80-pound monster English bulldog, and we had him probably since he was 6 weeks old. He's right now 7, and we had him for a long time. And from the first day, me and my wife, we are so passionate about pets. We have two. We have an English bulldog, which is I used to be allergic to, and we have a little Shih Tzu. It was very weird that for the last kind of like 7 years, since the day that we got him, I couldn't play with him. Every time since he was a little puppy, every time I was touching him, playing with him, just being near him, and those dogs are very hard not to cuddle with, if you guys are familiar with English bulldogs.
yeah,
very,
so
you know,
cute.
They're the most gentle, sweetest, lazy, laid-back animals that are out there. So it was very hard for me not to be able to play with him. And every time I was touching him, being near him, I was getting hives, itchy nose, wow, Running nose, wet eyes, all my necks were like with red spots. It was really, really bad. And no matter what I tried, from inhalers to different shots against pet allergies, pills, nothing really helped. Everything gave me 30, 40 minutes, 2 hours relief. And then every time I'm touching the pet, I was getting the same thing. And so I couldn't find anything. And when we launched the Airbiotics line, of course, the first thing that got me even to present this line to our world is the fact that it helped me with my pet allergies. So Airbiotics products in general. And about 6 months ago, we always had the idea that once we're going to establish and prove that Airbiotics products work very well on the microscopic level to hundreds and thousands of customers around the world, our next phase was to develop a very unique pets line, a luxury pets line, because many kids, and when we're looking at our customer base and the majority of people that buying our products, we see that the majority of them are families with kids and at least one or two pets. And so our goal was always to develop a good pet line. We know the products work. And what we wanted to create a complete solution for pet lovers that divided to two main things: the cleaning side of being a pet owner and the grooming side of being a pet owner. Because on one hand, we all have to clean our pet, but we also want them to look amazing. Because we all, those of us that love pets, as you know, we treat them sometimes like our kids. And we buy them something before we even buy ourselves. My pets actually even have health insurance that we're paying every month. So we're treating them very well. So when we looked at everything there is in the market, and because also my background is a little bit in skincare, we wanted to create, first, use the same technology that we're using in our Airbiotics product, improve the formulation a little bit, make it a little bit more stronger, and create two products for cleaning your pet. The first product, it's our No Bath spray, probiotic spray. This spray, it's a topical probiotic spray. And what are you actually doing with it? We cannot wash our pets every day, especially if they're a big one. We cannot do it. So, but we do want them to smell like they just did a bath. So our safe and 100% all natural active ingredient topical spray is, of course, powered by probiotics. It will keep your pet smelling fresh and clean in between baths. We're not masking any odors or smells, and we're putting the nature's probiotics to work to eliminate odors at the source for healthy and much more fresh pets. So it's a simple spray. You're spraying it on your pet. It's called No Bath, almost every day, even 2-3 times a day. Because our Shih Tzu is sleeping with us in the bed, we also spray her every morning and every night. And the result is that we sleep well better. There's no smells. There's no those little pets, stinky sound that sometimes they have. And it works very well. You can spray directly on everything that the pets come in touch with: your carpets, your pillows, your bags, your car seats, everything. So it's a really unique, it comes in two sizes, an 8 ounce to keep in your home, and a 2 ounce spray to have it with you when you're traveling with your pet. So it's a really great solution. It doesn't have any odors, any scents, any fragrances. So when you spray your pets with it, it works very great. Because Karen, you probably know, every time you're putting something on your pet, they're making this weird face. They don't like something. And with this one, as soon as you spray, they really enjoy it because it gives them this calminess and smoothing effect. So that's the first in the cleaning, the No Bath. The second product we have is called our Clean Home. Our Clean Home is a little bit similar to our probiotics all-purpose cleaner that we have, but it's specifically designed for pets and pets' accidents. We all know, especially when we're getting a new pet, sometimes they're doing their little accidents in their house, pooping or peeing, or we have to clean after them. The majority of the cleaning products in the market are the same that we have for humans. They have chemicals in them. They're actually solving the problem for only 20 minutes. The problems with pets, because their smells are so developed and so way more powerful than ours, if you clean with a traditional cleaner a plate that they're peed on their or they're pooped, after 20 minutes, they're going to come back to the same plates all over again. Because once you clean with traditional chemical, it doesn't discontract the biofilm. So the odor is coming back and the pet's going back to the same place. So our all-purpose cleaner is really unique. One solution to clean everything in your home, including your pet stuff. It comes in a nice kit, 1 to 100 dilution rate. It means that one bottle of 8 ounces will make 44 bottles of 16 ounces of a cleaning solution. It means the dilution ratio will allow you to keep cleaning your home for almost full year with just one product. So everything from your tile, your countertops, beds of the pets, your floors, your windows, even their bowls, everything to clean with that product. And so this is on the cleaning side, probiotic powered, two products, one for cleaning, one for refreshing them and eliminate dust mites and pet dander, things like that. On the second token of our line, Karen, you wanted to say something?
Oh, yeah, just about the dust mites and dander. Can you just back up and explain how does that work? Like, I understand the concept of, you know, the probiotics chewing up the old dead bodies of or the biofilm of the, you know, bacteria that had been killed in the past and continue munching on, you know, bad bacteria. But how does it work with dust mites and dander?
All right, so dust mites, first of all, our beds, as scary as it sounds, we actually have visitors and neighbors in our bed that not even paying rent. There are 10 million. There are 10 million. Yeah, there is 10 million dust mites on every single bed in our homes. It's scary, but yeah, we're sharing our bed with 10 million other guests, and dust mites are feeding off out of our dead skin and cells. The same thing as pets have dead skin and cells. We're shedding millions of dead skin cells from us on a daily basis, especially at night. And the pet's doing the same. Bacteria is feeding itself out of the dust mite feces. And the unique thing about probiotics is that they discontract those dust mite feces and preventing them from growing, because those dust mite feces are becoming a food. So by eliminating that and creating a healthier microflora, we keep the surface protected from other dust mites that want to grow and feed off each other. So that's about dust mites.
So dust mites actually feed off their own feces as well?
Yeah.
Like, how does it decrease the dust mite numbers?
Because once they, kind of like a bacteria, because they cannot develop, they cannot grow, they don't have food sources, because we are consuming on the food sources, they cannot grow, and eventually they just starve and die. So
they eat their own feces as well as our dead skin?
Exactly. That's on a dust mite. On pet dander, the same thing. Pet dander has a lot of bacteria in it. And once we're trying to go straight and kill it, that's actually when they're becoming way more resistant and affecting us even more. The biggest thing that a lot of our customers are doing, it's everything that has to do with carpets, because a lot of pet dander is sitting in our carpets. And we have kids lying around and things like that. Our biggest recommendation is just before you're about to vacuum your carpet, take our clean home of the pets and spray the diluted version. Spray it on the carpet.
Yes.
Let it sit for about 30 seconds and then vacuum. It's going to create a protective layer, and then all the dust mites not be able to survive and develop themselves. Because if you vacuum your carpet straight up on a dry surface, you're just mixing all the bacteria inside and actually feeding it even more into the carpet. By spraying the clean home first, you're going to eliminate their ability to grow, because you are putting almost 50 million probiotics in every 1 ml. So you're going to cover the surface with a lot of good bacteria, and then the pet dander cannot grow, cannot survive, and you're creating a perfect microflora to protect you. So when your kid's
going to
lie around,
so you're not going to vacuum your probiotics up after 30 seconds?
No, you're going to vacuum it, but you're not going to vacuum it on a dry. You're going to vacuum it after you sprayed it. So the effect is that it's going to be much more powerful. I recommend it really to try it. You will see the difference. Feel the carpet before, after the pet was sitting on it. Feel it before, then spray with our clean home, vacuum after, and the results are just mind-blowing. It's like a brand-new carpet.
I can't wait to try that.
Yeah, those little probiotics are very unique creatures, and as we're using more of the products, especially on the pet side, we're learning more and more on different applications of the product. So the probiotic line for cleaning, it's awesome, but it's just the beginning. Our grooming line, even more exciting.
Okay, let's talk about the grooming line.
All right. So as we know, we all like to feel every day like we just finished a day at the spa. I wish all of us could do that. Waking up every morning and feel like we just been in a spa, we all feel relaxed, but no. We have our morning routine that each one have to do. And for all of you that are pet lovers, you're probably familiar with that. You always want your pet to smell good, be fluffy, has a nice shine to it, doesn't have any odors or smells, and we're not taking our dogs to a salon. We like to bathe them at home because they don't like it. And they get afraid of it and stuff like that. So we always wanted to find grooming products for pets that's not only going to clean them, you know, like any shampoo or soap, but also going to give something extra because the pet coat and the skin, it's really, really important. So using my skincare experience, we created a grooming line that focused on one main ingredient. And its ingredient is very ancient. It came from the biblical days, and it's called red algae. Red algae is a seaweed that you can find it in the sea. And it has so many unique capabilities, such as all the vitamins that you need for your pet, from vitamin A, B, all the anti-inflammatory components, and it's really unique ingredient that not only that's doing very well for skin, but also protects it for long term. It has a very good healing source. It's rich in vitamins, like I said, amino acids, anti-inflammatory, and antimicrobial nutrients. It leaves the pet's skin feeling great and safe, and skin and the fur really going to feel like they just finished the day in the spa. So we formulated three products based on that ingredient. The number one is a Salon Pro Red Algae Shampoo. It is extremely the most awesome shampoo that you ever use for your pet. Number one, it's completely hypoallergenic. It doesn't have any SLS, which is bad not only for humans, but very bad for pets as well. There's a very calm scent that is made of only all-natural milk and honey ingredients. And it's extremely effective. Because it doesn't have SLS, you don't need a lot. So you use it basically as a regular shampoo to use on your pet. The result is that if the pet has any scars or scratches and things like that, it's going to heal it very, very fast. The coat's going to stay so smooth and clean, smells always awesome, and you don't need to worry about your pet lying around you anymore because you're always going to look clean. So that's about the shampoo. The second product we have, this is our Salon Pro. This is kind of like our leave-on conditioner. Especially the fluffy dogs, we have a Shih Tzu, people that have poodles or other pets as well, they have to calm their dogs every day. And sometimes it's hard because they're crawling outside and the hair is a little bit dirty or a little bit hard or dry. So using our salon and spa leave-on conditioner on the pet will always leave the pet coat shiny and smooth, very easy to brush. And you just spray it on the pet as you need it. You can do it every day. You can do it twice a day. We're doing it every morning and every night. It has the same ingredients, vitamins, antibacterial components, and especially if your pet has any problematic issues like the coat, irritation, or hot spots, it's very awesome to use it that way. Another thing that we are doing, especially with our bulldog, they have a lot of issues with skin, their wrinkles, their eyes, their ears. So we actually take in a cotton ball, we spraying the Salon Pro spray on the cotton ball, and we're cleaning them every morning that way. Their skin is so smooth. There's no redness, no itchiness, and it's really awesome product. So that's a Salon Pro leave-on conditioner. The third product, and it actually just came out as a personal need. We're taking our dog for a walk every 2 or 3 times a day. We're traveling with him a lot. We're living in Florida. That the rainy season here starts in May, goes all the way to October, and we're lucky if we don't have any weekends. So there's a lot of rain here. And one of the biggest problems is every time we're taking the dog outside, after rain, he comes back home, and the entire house feels like we just put the dirt from the outside in. So messy and almost impossible. We have to clean and wash the floor. So we always was looking for a solution that we'll be able to carry with us, pet wipes. Like we have as humans, wipes when we want to wash our hands, clean our face, and we always carrying it with us. But the majority of the pets' wipes that are on the market, they're coming in a bigger tubes that is very hard to carry. So we wanted to create a pet wipe that's not only going to be easy to carry, individual wrapped, but also in addition to clean the paws or the ears, the eyes, you know, the coat after they're coming back from a walk, or even their tushy, we wanted to find something going to give a little bit more extra flavor. Something you will be able not only to clean, but also to treat. So we infuse the same red algae, awesome ingredient, into a pet wipes. We created a set of 15 wipes, individually wrapped. You can carry it with you. You can put it in the purse. Every time your pet gets dirty, if you're in your car, even if you take your pet for a walk, you can simply take a wipe, clean them all over. It's pretty big, and get them back in the house. So this is our third product. So overall, we have 5 products in the pets line, 2 for cleaning, no bath and clean home, and 3 for grooming, Salon Pro, Salon and Spa, and our red algae-infused pet wipes. And so far, we've seen tremendous success with this product. A lot of people really like it. Like I said, families that had issues with pets, allergies, the stories that we're hearing are unbelievable. And the pet industries keep growing and growing. And I really recommend try it once. And after you're going to try these products, you won't be able to use anything else on your pet. And your pet won't going to even allow to use anything else on him. So it's been very, very awesome. These products really, they came for a personal need for ourselves. And it was easy for us to develop a product that's going to be really state-of-the-art and so sophisticated because we created it for us. And this is what gives us the passion to keep investing in that line. We're coming up in the next couple of months with probiotics pet treats and other cool stuff for pets. So it's going to be really, really awesome. And I really encourage, of course, you and your listeners that have been following you for a long time, truly come to our site and try it out and feel what it's, how it feels like to really have a premium product line for pets in a very affordable, cost-effective solution.
Yeah, it's amazing how many bottles you can get out of the cleaning spray. And I was really looking forward to talking to you today about the cleaner, because I have the Airbiotics cleaner and now I have the Petbiotics cleaner, and then I wasn't really sure like, what should I use where? Do you know what I mean? Like, what should I do the regular AirBiotics with, and what should I do the PetBiotics with?
So the PetBiotics products, it's a little bit more, the cleaner is a little bit more powerful than our AirBiotics cleaner. We infuse a little bit more bacteria there to really penetrate all the stains, spots, smells. So it's a little bit more powerful, okay?
And it's still safe to use on countertops?
Yeah. It's safe to use around the entire house. So basically, if you're getting the probiotics product for pets to clean your home, you can use with the same product to clean everything else in your house. I wouldn't do it vice versa. I wouldn't get the AirBiotics cleaner and clean the pet stains with it because it's not going to work as powerful, but the clean home of probiotics will give you an ultimate solution for everything in your house. So you don't need to carry anymore a Windex, a floor cleaner. This one product will help your pet and help the house itself.
Okay. Now, how would somebody choose whether to use, like, for example, the AirBiotics spray, not the cleaner, but the spray, versus the pet spray? Like, would you use both then, even if you had pets in the house? Like, one would be...
No, I will use, if I have a pet, I will simply get the no-bath spray. If I don't have pets, I will use the AirBiotics spray. If I have pets, I will buy the no-bath, and I will use it on everything.
Okay. Yeah, I see. Yeah, thank you for that. I wasn't sure. I was dying to ask you. Now, my mom had
pets,
she doesn't have any pets. My mom she has some trauma from childhood about pets. But anyway, but she said something about and sometimes I think that the elderly. She says we're elderly. And she says, I can't read what's on the label. I said, well, maybe I'll talk to Robert about making, bigger words or something on the label so you can read it.
We got a big explanation on our website. But we also, during this year, we're going to bring new products with a little bit bigger labels. So it's going to clearly present what we're doing and how the product works. But definitely, I also have a mom, very skeptical. If she doesn't smell the chlorine, for her it's not clean. They love it. And I've been telling her, listen, just try it step by step.
Try it. Yeah.
Because it's a process, just try it and see how gradually, every time you're going to smell chlorine or other chemical smell, you won't be able to breathe anymore. And once you get used to it, it's gonna be better. So I know people that are being programmably, engineered, kind of like this is how I'm calling it. For the last 100 years, this is how been programmed that if something smells clean, looks clean, and we know we cleaned it 20 minutes ago, in our eyes we know it's clean, but it's not really what's happening. So the world is changing. Mm-hmm. We all want to live a better lifestyle, and having one of these biggest tasks that we all of us don't like to do, which is cleaning, to have it to be so time-consuming by going to a store, getting so many different products, clean everything in your house with different products, can be a really, really troublesome thing to do. By having one product replaces it all, one solution can help your pet, one solution can help your house to be cleaner. It's really a great, great, great situation to be in.
Okay, cool. Well, we have some questions here. And by the way, folks calling in, I got the chat working, by the way. So you can go on the chat and ask some additional questions. And the number to call in if you want to ask Robert a question is 818-514-1190. Just hit 1 so we know your hand's up. Again, it's 818-514-1190, and just hit 1. So some of the questions are, some of these are like people have asked me over time. So number one, my friend, his dog got sick and literally projectile vomited all over the inside of his car. So he tells me this in Kung Fu class, and I run to the house. I said, "You need this," and I didn't actually have the Pepbiotics on me at the time. So I stuffed, you know, in this hand the Airbiotics, and I said, "Spray everything," you know. And then when I talked to him next, he goes, "Uh-oh." I said, "What?" He said, "I left it in the car and it froze. Is it still good?" So that was his question. Is it still good if the Pepbiotic or the Airbiotics bottle sprays, or did I just kill all those wonderful probiotics? Because we're in the Northeast here, not in Florida. Can you still hear me? Oops. Let's see. I see you on here. I'm wondering if people can hear me. Oh, gosh. If you're on the chat, folks, can you please let me know if you can hear me?
Can you hear me, Karen?
Oh, there we go. Now we can hear you. Okay.
All right.
Or I can hear you.
So what I was saying is that if the product is freezed, we recommend not to use it. Because the probiotics inside of the products are alive and they're in a spore form, and once they hit the surface, this is when they become to be active and start to producing their great effects. So once it freezes, it's actually kind of like freezing a live organism. It's not going to be, you know, if we're going to Captain America days, he's the only one that we can unfreeze them, and it's going to be even stronger. In our case, the probiotics, the probiotics are, we recommend not to use them after it's been frozen. We always recommend, and we do have it on our labels, to keep it in a room temperature and not to get it under 10 degrees. And I know sometimes the weather is getting cold when we are shipping with products. We are extra protecting them outside of these weather conditions. But once you leave it in the car, it's been frozen, we recommend not to use it again.
Okay. Bummer. Okay, the other question was, it says for the cleaners that use it up within a week. Now, we've noticed that if we don't use it up in a week, that if you look at the bottom, it kind of looks like kombucha after a week has gone by. So it has a cloudy kind of black or gray thing growing in there, like kombucha.
Yes.
So is that normal?
Yes, that's absolutely normal. We recommend, it doesn't happen in our sprays. The only one that happens, it's with a cleaner. And we also advise all our customers that after you make in a batch, this is why it's so great, because it's so cost effective, we can make 44 bottles. We recommend to all our users that after you make in your first batch, to use it within 5 to 7 days. And then just to make a new batch. Because the probiotics lie for about 5 to 7 days after you dilute it with water. So use it between 5 and 7 days. Now, after you have, let's say, a quarter of the bottle empty or half of the bottle empty, and remember, is that if you're cleaning your entire house after you're eating, after you're doing everything with that product, after a week, you're going to run out. So we recommend if there's still something left in the bottle, don't just throw it away. Simply dispose it into your drains or your shower or your food disposal, because what it's going to do, it's going to clean all the pipes and remove all the built-up. So it's a very great way to use it. But, yeah, our cleaner, both for pets and for our home use, are meant to be replaced every 7 days.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's where my mom was sort of like, you know, what? I don't use it that much, you know, like, because she's not cleaning everything, you know. She's just cleaning, in her case, just like with the surfaces, so she doesn't use it up in 7 days. And my parents are very thrifty, so for them it's like, oh, it's so wasteful, you know, to dump it out. But if I can tell you, well, if you dump it down the drain, then it's actually still helping your drain.
Yeah.
So that the stuff that grows, is that the probiotic that's growing, or is that bad bacteria growing now that they're dead?
That's the probiotics that kind of lost their lifeline, and now they have to get a little bit refueled. So this is what you see. If you're going to shake it, it's going to disappear, but it's still not going to be recommended for use. It's going to still clean good, but you're going to start smelling this kind of like bad smell, and this is when you know that you have to make a new batch.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, great answer. Thank you, thank you. The other question was about how does one use it in the laundry, because doesn't the temperature, if you're using like warm water, doesn't that kill the probiotics?
All right, so we not marketing the product to be used in laundry. We're planning to do in the future a specific product for laundry, although we know a lot of people that using this product in the laundry, a lot of them. And it's not affecting, as long as you're putting the water into kind of like medium, not super hot, over 120 degrees, kind of like below that, it will really help the clothes, okay, extremely. And the simple example is that every time you have kind of like a little bit smelly or old jacket, let's say you've been in the winter time, now you have summertime, you've been in summertime, now winter time is coming, and you want to take your favorite jacket, but every time you take it out of the closet, it has this old kind of like smell sometimes. So all of our customers taking our spray, our antibiotic spray, and just spraying it on it, it eliminates the smells and gives it the refresh thing for the clothes. And so it's very, very awesome to use the spray on clothing. But if you want to use it in the laundry, I would recommend to use the all-purpose cleaner. Put few, kind of like trial and error type of thing. We don't have a method how to advise you how to clean your laundry with it, because we're not something that we're marketing heavily. But a lot of people, like I said, using it, using the all-purpose cleaner in the laundry, and they're seeing some great results. And no, it's not killing the probiotics, because it's rarely when people heat the water to 120 degrees.
Ah, okay. That's really interesting. Now, when you're talking about, like, you know, clothing and things like that, so we're using the spray. In this case, we're using Petbiotics. It would be the no-bath spray versus the cleaner, because the cleaner has soap in it. Is that right?
Exactly. It has, yes, it has very small amount of natural surfactants and things like that creating this detergent type of cleaning, and also because it's designed for cleaning. This is why we need to dilute it. The mist is ready to use, 2 years expiration shelf life. You can spray it, and it's more for protecting. It's not going to reduce the biofilm, but it's really going to create a protective environment and reduce these odors and remove the dust mites by overpowering them. But it's not going to clean stains and pee marking and things like that.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because the Petbiotics came out, and we got Apache last year. He's a rescue dog, and he did have a couple accidents, you know, in the home. And immediately I was like, get out the antibiotics, you know. and it worked. I mean, it's like we have hardly any carpet in the house. And, of course, he had to do it on the carpet, like nowhere else in the house. On the carpet, he had to, and I was like, oh, heavens, you know, and I was like, okay, we're going to put this to the test, you know, so I, you know, used the cleaner, and then I sprayed it with the spray, and I it's funny, people are going to laugh, I got on my hands and knees and smelled it, you know, afterwards, and I'm thinking, I don't smell anything, and he didn't repeat it, like a lot of dogs, like you said, they'll go and they'll pee in the same spot, you know, over and over again, or they'll keep smelling it, but nope. I mean, it was like he didn't do it. It was really, really interesting. And I don't know if you're into hockey at all, but the hockey guys, I live in the Olympic, you know, Lake Placid's the Olympic arena and everything, so that we have a lot of hockey here, and their hockey equipment stinks so bad, like so bad. And I think there's a Canadian, and maybe it's, I don't know if it's a subsidiary or your guys, but there's some sort of Canadian company that actually has some sort of spray that really works too, and it sounds like it's probiotics, but I recommend to all my hockey friends, I'm like, get some antibiotics, okay, and spray your equipment, because it's disgusting going into the rink and smelling it. And it's not something that you can literally, there is like hockey wash, that there's some places in Canada you can wash huge pieces of equipment, but most people cannot stuff that into their laundry to wash regularly. So in between, it's like that, and I have this neoprene vest that I was using, and it started to get that little hockey smell, and I thought, oh gosh, that's horrible. So I smelled it. I sprayed it with the Airbiotics spray. I kind of left it there for a little bit, and then I went ahead and washed it with a tiny little bit of the cleaner in addition to the laundry detergent, hung it up to dry, and it's great. Doesn't smell. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's funny that you're talking about hockey because you're absolutely right. We have a lot of customers out of Canada specifically. We have a partner in Canada, and we have a lot of hockey companies approaching us because the equipment is really stinks. And spraying this mist into the equipment really giving it a completely different environment and experience. So definitely, if you are active in any matter, for example, we're doing some kickboxing and things like that, so every time we put in the gloves, after a training session, they really, really stink. Not only the gloves, but also the ropes and everything that we're putting on our hands. And we're just spraying it inside the glove with the mist on our hands in our training gear, and all the smells and odors completely disappear. And one of our partners is one of the largest jiu-jitsu academies in the world called Gracie Academy, and they've been using our products for the last year and a half nonstop in all their facilities because they had issues with ringworms and odors and smells. And traditional products just don't cut it when you have so much activity and so much sweat going on. So having our product there, if you are active in any shape or form, running, exercising, cycling, playing tennis, kickboxing, basketball, soccer, whatever you're doing, if you have an equipment, you must have one of our Airbiotic spray mist with you at all times to reduce this bad sensation that you're getting after we just got trained.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Well, maybe you can let us know or let me know in private what the name of the companies in Canada that you work with, because I'm just curious whether this friend of mine who is a hockey player whether it's you guys or not. I don't know. He says, I don't know what they're not called Airbiotics, but it's another company and their stuff works, but I'm happy to try yours. So I thought that was pretty neat that he had already heard about it or something similar anyway. That's pretty neat. Now, one of the other questions was, I think this is from my mom, and she says, maybe I used it wrong. She said, I was spraying, let's see if I got this right. I was spraying, it sounds like she was spraying an area that looked like mold or mildew, but she didn't wipe it afterwards. And I'm not sure if she used the mist or the cleaner. So she was like, well, it still looks dark to me. It doesn't look like it did anything. And she says, but maybe I should have wiped it. So what's your answer for that one?
All right. So mold and mildew, one of the biggest issues that we have, and sometimes we don't even notice in our house until the problem becomes big. Mold and mildew takes them time to develop. It takes time to grow. On the same token, it takes time to reduce mold and mildew. Like anything else, it's a process. We work in here with several companies that work in and using this product for either mold prevention or treat after the mold already been there. And the way to do it is very simple. With our all-purpose cleaner, not the mist, with our all-purpose cleaner, 3-4 times a week, spray the area and wipe it out with the microfiber. And then just simply keep spraying the mist after every application. And you have to do it consistently for 2, 3, 4 weeks. Step by step, the mold and mildew are going to reduce because mold and mildew growing also by eating itself and eating the bacteria. If we're going to be consistent in using the all-purpose cleaner on the mold every couple of days, wipe it down, every couple of days, wipe it down, and then add the mist as a protection layer for preventing it from growing even further, the result's going to be there. So it's not a matter of she didn't use it right, just a matter of, yes, you have to wipe and you have to use it consistently for a couple of days if you really have mold issues or mildew.
Okay. So she, every few days, spray, wipe, and then mist afterwards.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, but you don't have to mist in between the 3 and 4 days?
No.
Okay. Got it. Okay, great. I'm so glad because she asked me, and I was like, well, I'm going to ask about it because I'm not really sure, you know, how that works. Well, the last question is, can people buy the PetBiotics through the Airbiotics website because they're already registered there, or are certain things not available on the Airbiotics website?
No, if you're going to go to Airbiotics website, under our products, first of all, there's a big banner as soon as you enter the website leading to the PetBiotics site as well. In addition to that, under a drop-down of all our products, you'll be able to find the PetBiotics products as well and buy directly from our site.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that's great. It looks like I'm just going to check to see if there's any other questions on the chat and on the phone. I don't see anybody's hand up right now. So, boy, this has been fantastic, Robert. Congratulations on another great line of products. I'm really looking forward to, you know, the new things that you have coming out. Maybe we'll have you back on the show then so I can ask you a billion questions about those. Just fantastic, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen, for having me again. I wish all you and your listeners an amazing year. Be healthy, be safe, and rethink clean.
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening in. Until next time, bye for now. Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.